A nice thought. It says in Paloischa, in Zuxedra, it says that. Can you just have a Chumash, perhaps? Chumash? It must be somewhere. Shkoyach. Thank you very much. So, what's this? Let's get it. It says in the beginning of the Seder, "Va'edaber Hashem lo yishleimo, edaber el Aaron, v'marto elo be'alo Yisrael es aneirois, hamur pneam menoiro, hi'iru shev es aneirois." The mitzvah of preparing the menoira, hamur pneam menoiro, hi'iru shev es aneirois, the seven lights should be burning. V'yasken Aaron, after being commanded by Hashem, Aaron did so. V'yasken Aaron did so. Hamur pneam menoiro, hel aneirois, so he lifted up the neirois. Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, just Hashem commanded. The word v'yasken Aaron is superfluous. Hence, Rashi's question, what is it teaching us? V'yasken Aaron did so. Obviously, Aaron, if Hashem is commanded, obviously he did so. If Hashem commanded him, obviously, Aaron did so. What does it mean? V'yasken Aaron. So Rashi tells us famously, l'hagid shifchoi shel Aaron shelo yishino. It gives us the great praise of Aaron that it didn't change. So, great praise of Aaron didn't change. Hashem commanded it something. What does Yasken Aaron teach us? L'hagid shifcha shel Aaron, tell us the great praise of Aaron that did not change from Hashem's instruction. Well, that itself needs a bit of an understanding. Mufashim asks, well, obviously, if somebody is commanded by Hashem to do something, you know, you wouldn't expect Aaron to change something. You wouldn't expect him to. Obviously, if that's what he's commanded, obviously he's going to do that. L'hagid shifcha shel Aaron shel Yishino, obviously he's not going to change. Good question. So I saw an answer. I heard an answer. The answer, I think, is that obviously, you heard the kasha once. What's the answer?
The same as lavas.
Then what?
The first time Hashem told.
Oh, very good. That's a mosmoedic answer. As Rabbi Fangel says, that we ask an Aaron. This mitzvah that we're talking about over here wasn't a once-off mitzvah. It was a daily mitzvah. To prepare the menorah and to light it every single day. So obviously, v'yasken Aaron, Aaron was going to do exactly as commanded on the first day. Obviously, Hashem commanded him, he's going to do exactly as commanded. But the challenge is not there. The challenge is, after 5 months or 5 years or perhaps 10 years, that's what the challenge is. To still do the mitzvah the same way. V'yasken Aaron did the mitzvah exactly the same way than he did on the first day, for many, many years. Whenever he did the mitzvah of lighting the menorah, he did it the same way that he did the first day. To give the praise of Aaron, he didn't change anything. He did it like he did the same day. So he did all the future years. This one, you know, sometimes there's things that you're told and you don't remember. And I have this memory about bar mitzvah. Some yid came, an elderly gentleman came to me, and he gave me an interesting bracha. He was an elderly gentleman, I remember him again. He told me, I think of a bracha, that the same cheshek you had, the same simcha, the same joy, the same excitement you had by putting on the tefillin today, that same excitement of your tefillin, that same excitement you should have in future years as well. And I don't know, it sounded to me like a 13-year-old boy was like, what on earth is he talking about? But truth is, there's a tremendous wisdom in that bracha, because we get used to the mitzvahs. We get used to our seder. We just get used to it. And the greatest praise that Aaron gets, the greatest praise that he didn't change. Yes, it's a great praise that you don't change. It's a great praise that you don't change. And if we really understand this, to keep on the mitzvah like they did the first day, you do it like this in the future as well. It's very interesting indeed. Yeah, it comes with the issue as well. You know, the first, you know, when you're up to Simon Aleph. Simon Aleph, you know, start the halacha, or perhaps the beginning of the Shabbos, you know, it's like, you know, great, you know, but the challenge is, like a chifchoi shel dirshu shir, shel eishino, that the same Islam was continues over the complex halachas of Erev Tchumen and Shittim Mavos. There's actually another pshat as well, Rav Fangel. There's a chesid shepshat, like a chifchoi shel eishino. Heron's chesid shepshat. Chesid pshat is that The Haggad Shivchel, almost the opposite way. The Haggad Shivchel Aaron, when he was given this great mitzvah of Latin, the thought, ah, a great mitzvah, an incredible mitzvah. He was going to, such an incredible, awesome mitzvah. He was going to change something. He was going to add something to the mitzvah. Such an amazing, he was going to not just light seven, but he's going to light even more, and he's going to do it in an even different way. He's going to add something to the mitzvah. No. But he knew exactly that I'm going to do the mitzvah in exactly the way Hashem commanded me. Not more and not less. Like a chipcha shel Aaron, that you don't add to the mitzvah. That's another pshat. All right. Okay, Rabbi, so we're up to page 512. And we are learning tonight, Simon Shin, Pei, Vav. No, excuse me. Yes, Simon Shin Pei Vav and Sif Ches, which is the bottom of page Resh Nun Vav. We discussed yesterday the halacha of what food is acceptable for an Eruv, for Shittim Avos. So again, Eruv Tchumim, we learned what food you use for Eruv Tchumim. No. Eruv Chatzeis, you're right. Yeah, you called me out. Very good. For Eruv Chatzeis, as Chaim says, correct, you use bread only. Eruv Chatzeis, we use bread. Very good. Now, when it comes to Shittuf Mavos, what do we say? Shittuf Mavos? All types of foods. Yeah? We spoke about a pizza. We spoke about the salt water. That's right. With oil or without. We spoke about drinks. We spoke about, well, the cholent. What else? The schnitzels. Everybody suppers. Yeah? Everything is fine for Shittuf Mavos. Few exceptions. We spoke about the exceptions. What are the exceptions? Pardon? Mushrooms, one exception. And onion leaves. And okay. What about spreads? Spices and spreads? Mutter. Yeah, it's no problem at all. We spoke about the very important halacha that whatever is okay for Shittuf Mavos is also good for Eruv Tchumim. Whatever is good for Shittuf Mavos, good for Eruv Tchumim. Therefore, if you walk to Elstree, and you see on the side the Eruv Chatzeiras, and you look inside, you'll find in there jam. Why jam? Yeah, and that works for a lot of people. One container works for a lot of people. Very good. Now, the question that we ended off yesterday, and that's what we're going to start today with, is the question of what happens if you're doing an Eruv Chatz, if you do a Shittuf Mavos, which we learned the same halach will also be for Eruv Tchumim. What happens if you use a food item which somebody is got allergy to? So, the example would be, what did we mention yesterday? Do you remember? You mentioned something? Peanuts, that's right, peanut spread. Okay, so we love peanut spread. In principle, is very good for Shittuf Mavos, for Eruv Tchumim. Excellent. Imagine along Beis Din, instead of putting jam, they're going to put one day. I could really imagine that. Instead of putting jam there, they're going to put. You ever walk to Elstree on the side? You can see there. There's the. I don't know why on Barnet, the way to Barnet. I'm not sure why they don't put in Eruv Tchumim. I'm not sure why not. But either way, imagine instead of putting jam there, they're going to put there peanut butter. Now the question is, what happens to somebody who's got allergy? Similar, imagine they put bread there and is in for gluten allergy people. What's going to happen then? Is that a problem or not? Is that a problem? Because they themselves cannot benefit from it. And we know, generally, the Eruv needs to be accessible and you need to be able to enjoy it. So if the person has got allergies, so maybe, is that a problem or not? Or do we say, it doesn't matter? What would you say? It's really a question. Yes, for the person himself. I suppose. So everyone says using bread. Yeah, so they had the same question. If you, yeah. Yeah, I'm asking the same question there. Okay, so for the person himself. Right, said I'm asking you. First himself. Okay, Rabbi Isai, whilst gluten was not an issue in Shulchan Aruch's times, don't know why not. Why was gluten not an issue in Shulchan Aruch's times? Why was there no allergies in those days? I'm serious. Is it modern, is that something? I'm serious. Why? We don't find Shulchan Aruch allergies. Don't know why. We don't find. They just suffered. Okay. So, but the most similar we can have to that is probably what we're going to see over here. Now, you will tell me if you agree with the comparison or not. Comparison is not. Let's see what you say. You can't do a shittuf even with the food, which is not good for him, which is not appropriate for him. So the example given him, such as if it's good for other people, such as, the example given here is, such as, lenozir b'yayin, imagine you make a shittuf mevos, or eruv techumim, with wine. Wine, can you use wine, yes or no? Yes, we can use wine, yeah? We learned earlier, the wine is fine if it's mevushel, yes, it evolved. We learned that yayin mevushel is fine. So imagine using wine, and there's a nozir that wants to walk to Elstree. Excellent idea, for nozir to walk to Elstree. And a nozir to go to Pomwood, why not? And he wants to go through the Eruf Tchomim, and he's a nozir. And as he's walking along, there's wine in there, there's wine, the Eruf is the wine. So now is that a problem, yes or no? He's a nozir, he cannot consume wine. Naftali, what do you tell him? Problem or no problem? So Shulchan Aruch says, Im roi l'shum adam, if it's good for other people, could go in a nozir b'yayin, for nausea, we have wine, is fine, is acceptable, it's fine. And similarly also, Yisrael, but Tumah, Yisrael, that's even more extreme. Tumah, who can eat Tumah? Who is allowed to eat Tumah? A Kohen. What if you put in the, if you use as an Eruv, you use the Tumah? Is that a problem or not? Can only Kohenim use the Eruv or others as well? What would you say? Tumah. Who can eat Tumah? Only a Kohen. Can Yisrael use the Eruv? You'd have said no. Shulchan Aruch says that it's fine. V'lisoel betumah. Why is that? Mishnah Berurah. Look at Mishnah Berurah. Sifkot Mem. Zayin. V'lisoel betumah. Hoel v'chazir lekohen. Because the kohen can eat it. So here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Although kohen is a minority of people, but since kohenim are allowed to eat tumah, therefore it's fine for everybody to use. Okay. So now, v'chena noida meichel zeh nishpa shlo yechlen mishtatif bo. Imagine there's a person who goes through a crisis and he makes a neida. He says, whatever happens, I make a neda hereby that I will not consume this particular food. Example? I don't know, whatever the example is. He's making a neda. He's making a shvur, cherem, an issa. He's making an oath. And he's saying, I'm not going to consume this. And that's what's going to be used now for the eruv. Is that a problem? So no, Shulchan Aruch says, it's not a problem. It's fine. You can still have an eruv. V'yesh oim dehainu davka kshenol yinishpa shalechen, but if not yinishpa, says the Shulchan Aruch makes a distinction. I said, if he says he's not going to eat it, he's still fine, it's a good eruv. But if he makes a shvur that he will not have any benefit from it, then it will become problematic. If you use the Lashon Koinom, then it will be a problem. But with regards to Neda, with regards to Yayin for a Nozir, or Tumah for a Yisrael, that is fine as well, and it's acceptable for an Eruv. Can I just look at Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Mem Vav? Mishtatfin, that's an important Mishnah Berurah. Third, white line. Fuadilin Eruv Tchumim, whatever is learned, discussed over here, is also used for, is the same halacha Eruv Tchumim apply, as discussed previously. V'chein kol elu ha-seifim ha-kodmim, everything we're discussing those seifim now. Shach gam be'eruv Tchumim also, are also the same for Eruv Tchumim. V'loi be'eruv Chatzeros, no, Eruv Chatzeros, they know the pass which you use only bread. So now I would like to argue that, now you tell me if you think what you think about this. So what we're learning now, a nausea, if he makes the Eruv out of wine, what's the halacha?
It's okay.
So now, going back to the allergies, let's go back to the peanut butter. Let's go back to the gluten.
Should be okay.
Why? Explain.
If it works by the other restrictive cases, it should work by these.
Okay, now I agree completely with this svara. I agree with this svara that just like, so the comparison that Mr. Berlin makes, he says that just like we find that a person who makes an eruv I agree with that svar. If you're making an eruv out of wine, nevertheless, a nozir can use this eruv. It's fine for him, although he cannot consume himself. He can't drink it himself. So why is it fine? Because it's okay for others. So we don't he doesn't personally need to be able to drink it. Same we find for even a tuma. Imagine the shittim of oz, the eruv tchum is made out of tuma. His soul can't have it. Just the coin can have it. Nevertheless, the eruv is. It's fine. Why is it fine? Because it doesn't have to be personally for him. It's okay if others can access it. Therefore, it's considered it's good enough tumah. So the argument made over here is that similarly also, if somebody has got an allergy, he cannot have peanut butter. He cannot have peanut butter. He cannot have gluten. But it doesn't matter why. Why? It's still okay because others can eat it. That would be the argument. And I agree with that. I think that's a good svara. So therefore, even if a person has got an allergy... Now, what do you think if something... What do you tie in there? You see, what if it's... What if the food is not kosher? What if they, instead of... Pardon? No one can eat it? No one can eat it. What about if the heksha is not... What about if it's if the heksha is not okay to everybody? Lichoyra not. The raya is because of Kohen. I think even if a mute, I think from the how does he work with Yisrael? Tumah. Who can eat Tumah? The minority or majority of people? The minority. And yet it's okay.
Nine Israelim, one Kohen, that's
what. It looks like it. So I'll tell you why I'm asking this. What would be the halacha if the jam used in by London Bezdin is a London Bezdin jam and some people will not eat it? Can they still use the Eruv Tchum? Can they still walk to El Street? You're saying that it's okay. Now, I would like to bring to you a chiddush now in the Mishnah Berurah. I'm not so clear about this. I would like to suggest that could be if the jam is not, it's people who don't eat the jam, perhaps it's going to be a problem. Rabbi said, it's halach lemaisa if you're going to walk to El Street. Look at what Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah speaks about chadosh. What's the halach of chadosh, Rabbi said? What's the halach of chadosh? What is chadosh again? Yeah, new grain. Now, are you allowed to eat chadosh or not? It's machloikas, yeah? So some do and some do refrain, yeah? So chadosh, some do, some don't. Now what happens if the eruv is made out of chadosh? What would you say then? Okay, the bread that they're using in the eruv is chadosh. What would be the halacha then? Depends on the people. That what you're saying, that if... If there's one person that eats chadosh, it's fine. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings over here an unbelievable chiddush. I do not fully understand it, but the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Three lines from the bottom. Somebody who doesn't eat chadosh. Can you use chadosh produce for an eruv? It depends on the following. If he only refrains because of chumra, which means that in principle he agrees that it's okay, but it's got a stringency on himself not to eat chadosh, it's fine to use the eruv. But if he refrains from eating chadosh because he holds like these authorities, should serve him the whole, should also mean adin that it is prohibited. Completely, then it is also altogether. Rabbi said, Mishnah Berurah makes an incredible chiddush, and he says, with regards to a eruv which is made out of chadosh produce, it depends what the halacha is. Why is this individual not eating chadosh? Is it because it's a mere chumra? And he says, I know that chadosh pe'etzim is a chumra. I know that. But I want to be stringent on myself. It's one of those chumras that I take on myself. Every year, should have one or two chumras. That's what the Balei Musa say. He should have a chumra on himself. You know, should have some, not everything that you see, you have to allow, you have to be able to eat. Everybody has to have certain things that he just, you know, no, I'm not doing that. So, if a person's got that chumra, that he refrains from eating chadosh, and it's a chumra. So then the halacha is, the eruv is fine. Because in principle, it's fine to eat. You just machman himself, and it's okay. So you're saying eruv is fine. However, if you don't eat chadosh, if you ask this yid, Mendel, why are you not eating chadosh? And then he replies and he says, because it's also, I hold like those authorities. I hold that it's also in chutz la'aretz. Oh, bang! Then it's also. then you go with those authorities that hold that it's also, then the Eruv is actually also. The Eruv doesn't work. The Eruv doesn't work. For him, that is. Not for others.
No, there's no Mechalik there. We don't have an opinion. It could be that it's all like that. They all have the same opinion.
Maybe. Good point. Shane Svora. Very good. Yeah. But Rabbeisai, going back to the jam. I'm going to my jam tonight. What's with the jam? The London Besdin jam, which is used in the Elstree, if you want to walk to Elstree. Can you walk to Elstree if the jam used in the Eruv Tchumim is only by one certain authority, but it's not, but some people don't eat it. So what's going to be the halacha then? Can you walk to Elstree? Yes or no? Why? So the question is, why are those people not eating that jam? Is it because it's Chumah Ba'alma, which is mostly the case, or will some people say this is also to eat? If there are people who say this Haksha is completely also, if there are people who say that, I don't know. If those people say, why not eating that particular Haksha? Why not eating this? And he says, because it's like not having Haksha at all. Then if there's people who say that, then that particular case, that particular person, he wouldn't be allowed to walk to Elstree on Shabbos. Because it's not the Eruv, it doesn't work. But if it just says, I'm Machmi, I prefer not to give the Heksha, I don't normally go for this Heksha, I normally try it for others, but it's not also, you know, it's not also, but I just have that Chumrah, and then it would be okay. It's fascinating Agdorah. I think it's a Mechodesh Tika Agdorah, but it's a very important... Why are you saying that? Why?
Maybe it's like an issue because he cannot have it. So he can't have it.
Wow, that's such an interesting svara. Wow. Did you hear? Hear that svara. Hear that svara. The allergy could be that it's worse. Allergy could be it's like osu mamash. Well, how are you saying? So it's not mamash osu.
It's like
right, isn't it? Right. So I still believe Rabbi Yisai that in the case of the gluten and the peanut butter will be okay based on the halacha of mishtatfin ba'afilu b'shein roiloi. If it is in yain for nausea, tumor for Yisrael, it will be okay. So just like by, and that would be comparable to the case of the allergies. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, wish you very, very good Shabbos.